Welcome to the Assemblée Dance Studio podcast, your go-to source for bite-sized lessons in growing and running your dance studio. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm a dance studio owner and business coach, helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. Do you love the podcast content but are looking to get a bit more one-on-one strategy? If that is the case, I really encourage you to check out our monthly masterclasses. Each month, I dive into a specific topic that is going to help you and your dance studio reach the next level. So if you're interested in finding more about that, head to assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Again, each month is a specific topic catered to you and your dance studio, all about how to grow and create a bigger, more successful, just more streamlined dance studio. And if that's something you're interested in, you can buy a one-off masterclass. So if you can sort of pick and choose to what topics suit your interest, or alternatively, you can sign up for our membership to our masterclass, which is a discounted monthly price. So whatever you are interested in joining us for, you can check that out at assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of my episodes released weekly. Welcome back, dance studio owners, to another exciting episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be bringing you a very special guest who will be sharing her expertise and insights on streamlining and automating dance studio operations. Today, we have the pleasure of welcoming Michaela Royer to the show. Michaela is the founder of The Streamline Studio, an incredible resource that helps dance studio owners enroll students on autopilot, create predictable profit every month, and deliver exceptional customer experiences. In 2015, Michaela found herself buried in tasks as a dance studio administrative assistant. However, instead of accepting the overwhelm, she took charge and began automating the studio's enrollment and onboarding process. This transformation not only saved her time, but also allowed her to perform better in her role. Realizing that her experience was a common struggle for many dance studio owners, Michaela founded the Streamline Studio to help others streamline and automate their processes. She's passionate about revealing the power of automation and giving dance studio owners back precious hours in their days, the ability to enroll students in their sleep, and the creation of order in their businesses. Listeners, get ready to be inspired as Michaela shares her insights, strategies, and success stories. She's here to show you how to take your dance studio to new heights with streamlined operations and exceptional customer experiences. So without further ado, let's dive into the interview with Michaela and uncover the secrets to transforming your dance studio through automation. So thank you so much for joining me today, Michaela. It's so exciting to have you here to talk about all that you do with the Streamline Studio.
Thanks for having me, Claire.
So we have touched base like a long time ago now, but since then you have done so many more amazing things in your business, and there's so much going on. So I can't wait to jump into that. But for those potentially that haven't heard of you or the Streamline Studio before, can you share about a little bit more about your journey just along the way, and how I guess the Streamline Studio came to be?
For sure. So I started pursuing a dance career in Los Angeles at a very young age, right after a year of college. And while I was out there just trying to do anything and everything to make money, but then also get in the industry, I found myself teaching at a studio, also doing a lot of admin work there, being their social media manager. And the boss was actually my mentor. And while I was at this job, I was thinking, oh my gosh, like, this is so hard. Why is it so hard? And if anyone out there listening to this is a dance studio administrator or a studio owner who's also doing the admin task, you know how incredibly difficult it is to keep track of everything. And at a different job, same boss, just a different company, he slid over his computer one day to me and said, here, I need you to learn this. And it was marketing automation. And through my nerdiness, late nights, Fridays, weekends, all of it, of just diving deep into that, I started to realize how I could apply those same things to the admin position at the studio. And then once I started doing that, my workload got tremendously lighter. I felt happier. We were keeping track of things. There weren't students just slipping through the cracks. And overall, parents were happier. It was really exciting to see. Now, it didn't stop there because obviously I'm not at the studio anymore. And I do this full time for other studios and with other studios. And that came about really because I started talking with other studio owners who were coming to our event, which was Dance Teacher Connection with Music Works. I was the event coordinator for that for a few years, working with my mentor. And while I was talking to these studio owners that were out there, they were saying, you know what, we're so overwhelmed with XYZ. And I was like, listen, I've got it. This is what you need. And then that's when the Streamline Studio was born.
Amazing. And again, it's often I talk to people who, you know, work in different areas of dance studio ownership now and have coaching business and things that are aligned with them. And they, so I think the best and most exciting stories come from people who've experienced firsthand. And that's not to say that there's other people that can't help, of course, but like you've had firsthand experience and know what it's like. And so when you're having these conversations with, like you said, other either administrators in a dance studio or dance studio owners who are trying to do it all, it really helps to put yourself in a position of remembering what that's like and being able to connect with them in a way that's really personal. Because I find as well, when sometimes you start talking about automation and things like that, not for every studio owner, but there's some studio owners that it doesn't, like, again, it's sort of like, well, I just literally came from the accountant and I just sit there and I try and concentrate so hard, but because the language is not interesting to me, I have to really focus. And I think that that happens for some other people as well. So with that in mind, like you said, to streamline this and to get things flowing and automating in a dance studio, automation is a really big key aspect of your business and what you teach. So how do you kind of explain the concept of automation potentially for dance studio owners who may be new to it?
Well, that's a really good question, because I think honestly the first 5 years of me being in business was me trying to teach the industry what automation is. And it's taken a long time. And now I feel like it's a buzzword everybody kind of knows about. But when I first started out, it's just doing things in the background that you would be doing manually instead. It's really all it is. And we experience it every single day as consumers without even realizing it. Right? You book an appointment with somebody online, it's sending you that confirmation email and it's already queued up reminders without you doing anything and without that business owner doing anything.
You know, so is it just about finding the right software and things that can integrate for the business?
Yes. Software, though, I think comes second. It's really designing your process, right? Because there's a lot of softwares that pretty much do the same thing. And if you find one that you're really comfortable with, but you also have the support, that's really key. But first comes the process. And that's where I feel like my superpower lies, is just figuring out how to untangle all the random things that we do that somehow make sense, right? To like actually create a system with it. And then integrate it with technology, which is, that's where like the automation comes in. But so many studio owners that I talk to don't even have a written out process for how they enroll new students. And that's the first step.
Okay. So if someone's listening to this and they're like, oh my God, like that sounds, you know, imagine if I had to write a process for everything.
Yep.
Which often we do need to do. Where would you like, what's your best recommendation? Like, where should, someone's not done any of that, what would be like the first place that you would start? Like, what's the most important thing to kind of start outlining the processes for first?
You mean what process would I recommend? So I like to work from the back and like move my way forward. So what I mean by that is, when someone enrolls, that's like the end goal, right? For them to enroll and then keep re-enrolling year after year. So What I would recommend is start mapping out the process of what happens when someone enrolls. What are the things that need to do right after that to make sure that they're happy with their decision and they stay with you long term? And now a lot of us, I used to do this too, right? Like when someone enrolled in a dance class, I would get the little notification, I would see it up at the top, and then I would be sending them the class, like the studio policies and the dress code and everything manually. I'd be either copying and pasting it from a document and then attaching the lovely PDF files that we had. And if I was lucky, I wouldn't forget anything. Right. And if I was lucky, they would open it. And if I was really, really, really lucky, they would read it all. So what we do, and I'm like, I think I'm going beyond what your question asked, but
it's okay.
When we talk about onboarding, I just get so excited about it because really, it's really an underrated process that can be extremely automated, but yet personal and streamlined. So what we recommend right after someone enrolls, you send them that welcome email, but it's got bullet points in it, or it's got links to the different things that they need to access. And then what you do is you drip out the rest of the information over the course of maybe 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And then within those 6 to 8 weeks, it's a very personalized check-in email or a text message or a task reminder for you to call them and actually make that personal, like, check-in, so to speak. So that's where I would start. And then I would back my way up to, well, what do they usually do before they enroll? Typically, studios here in the States, they like to offer trial classes, right? So when they sign up for a trial, what is that process like? What is it supposed to do? How would you raise that customer experience up a notch? And then just like dream.
Because
then you can always rein it in if you find that you have limitations with technology.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that is something that's really, really important as well. Like you said, just to pick a place to start. And like, obviously that's your recommendation, but for other people as well, potentially they feel really confident in that area and there's another area that is draining them more and they might want to focus on that. But I think basically, like you said, the best place is to start and then like work your way back. But if, again, it maybe depends on the dance studio, but for most dance studio owners, like a big goal is to get more students. So with that in mind, it would make a lot of sense to start there. So that is really, really, really helpful. Yeah. So with the dance studio owner in mind, and I know that you work with so many on a day-to-day basis, what are some telltale signs that indicate it's time to start streamlining and automating? So, you know, are there any certain points or pain points or indicators that studio owners should look out for? Because potentially, you know, someone might be just starting and they might not think that that is an important time for them to do this. But is there a telltale time?
Well, I would always recommend do it before you think you need it, because when you think you need it, you don't want to spend the time to do it. That's what we always find, right? But the symptoms that I would say, like, describe a studio owner who truly needs automation would be you're sitting up at 10 o'clock at night or right after you get home from the studio and you're answering emails. You're smiling. I'm like, maybe that's you.
No, well, sorry. It is me, like, sometimes. But yeah. I know so often, like, that is what people feel like they have to do.
Yeah, it is, because there's so much that can happen throughout the day and you only have so much time and you only have two hands, right? And even if you have an admin assistant, sometimes they don't always get to the things that you see as priority. So that in and of itself is a reason to use automation so that they can focus on the things that are truly, like, no one else can do but a human being. And that's when you're going to get the most out of your staff, right? And leverage their talents. You know, some people are really good at just writing email and doing monotonous tasks, but I think that you're going to find a lot more value in giving them other things to do, right? And you're going to find more consistency. But another thing would be is if you're stringing together multiple platforms, you need to streamline. Like if you have one thing for email, if you've got spreadsheets on spreadsheets on spreadsheets, maybe you're using manual checklists for everything, or maybe you're using a spreadsheet to track your leads. There is a better way to do that.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like even like I'm 10 years into owning my studio, and maybe people listening again, like I have a podcast, I do business coaching, they might think that I have done all of this, but mm-hmm. some of the stuff that you're saying, I'm like, yep, like we need to streamline further. Like it's sort of, maybe people don't want to hear this, but for me, and you might have a different opinion, I feel like there's you need to be kind of refreshing and looking at this thing on an ongoing basis, because but like there was processes that I had in place that have been working really well, but technology's changed since I did it 3 years ago, and now we are more than double the size we are. So whilst it used to be feasible to do X, it's not really working anymore. So I guess you kind of got to keep up to date in general and know that your business, in terms of trying to streamline and grow and you know, essentially I think hopefully become more profitable to whatever degree that is, it's something that's, there's never an end goal in mind, which maybe is not what people want to hear, but do is that what you think, or am I being crazy?
Oh gosh. Well, coming from the person who's always analyzing our systems and our processes, I would agree that it's like never really finished. Kind of like choreography.
It can be better. Oh, true. You know,
it's never really finished, but at some point you put it on the stage, and at some point you make the automation go live, and then you figure it out from there. I mean, we refresh our systems every season. So if we have studios that are in our system for mm-hmm. 3 years now, maybe even 4 or 5, oh my gosh, the things that they have today are nowhere near what we gave them in 2018. They're so much better, and I heard something the other day. It said you have to be focused on the problem, not the solution. Right, so exactly what you were saying, that solution did get you here, right?
Yeah.
But if you're constantly focused on the problem and solving the problem, you're going to find better ways to do it. And then when you do, it can only get better from there, and you can only keep growing.
Amazing. And you sort of touched on then again about people in your community. And I know as a part of the Streamline Studio, building a really supportive community is a crucial aspect of what you do. Yep. So maybe aside from, and we will jump into this a little bit more about, like, you know, how do you work with dance studio owners?
Yeah.
Actually, let's just start there. How do you work with dance studio owners on like a day-to-day or weekly or monthly basis?
Well, our signature program is our All Access Plus program. And what we do in there is we give you the tools to set up your automation in your studio. So the foundational things that you need are automatically installed into your automation software, and all you have to do is go in there and adjust the branding, maybe adjust some text if it's not suitable for your studio culture, vibe, that sort of thing. You can even insert pictures. I'm not going to get into the details, but essentially we have the whole enrollment process mapped out, automated, and installed for you. And then what happens is every single month we come out with other templates and guides that you can do. So for instance, here coming up in, I think it's August, we're going to be re-releasing our Bring a Friend event automation. So last August we did it, but now we have some better ways to do it based on the technology updates that we have. And within the All Access Plus program, you also get automation office hours that we do every single month. You get a study hall. So if you want to talk strategy, business, that sort of thing, you come in, we're live, all that good stuff. And then you get vault access to recordings and all of our marketing kits. So we're really here for the studio owner and also for their teams. So if their admin come in, they're getting on board with all the systems that they've done, we're going to help you train them. And we do that through the office hours and everything.
That's amazing. So like essentially you have the plug and play, so you people can kind of get started really quickly, don't have to try and figure it out themselves. And then there's like ongoing support plus these amazing like updates, because like everyone has tried to do Bring a Friend Week to very probably different levels of success, which again sometimes is not in anyone's control, but I can guarantee it probably hurts more if you spend hours and hours and hours and trying to figure out how to do it for then it not to work versus you know, maybe taking half an hour to kind of put it in. And if it's not as successful as you hoped, well, that's a bummer, but at least you tried. So that's really amazing. And like you said, there's that community aspect. So touching on, this was going to be my initial question, but I thought we would cover that first. So how do you, is all of that sort of support and community aspect, is that all incorporated in those additional elements? Or, you know, is there other sort of community that's fit, provided within the program, or is it just the people chatting with each other that is all a part of it as well?
Well, it's the people together. We used to do round tables and that was a lot of fun. We all got to know each other really well, and all the studio owners, like during events, I think they give each other a lot of really great feedback and ideas, and they connect with each other on that level. But then when we're actually in our Zoom room talking and like problem solving with each other, that's another. We also have some one-on-one coaching that we do, and I gotta be honest, I love it, but I can't do all of it. But what's got me really excited about the community that we've built is we don't just know your studio name and where you're located, but we also know a lot about your lives, because business is personal, right? Like, we are human beings owning a business, and when there's outside factors that are, I don't know, playing with how we're interacting with people or the situations that we're in, like, it's really important to have other people that are there to support you. And that's really what we're all about, just like supporting your business but also supporting you as a person.
Yeah, that's really, really, really special. And like, there is, and I know there's so many amazing programs out there, but I feel like everyone and like few have a particular area. And if the admin and all of that, the back end of the business is what's causing grief, essentially, to me it seems like the best place to start, because if you are freeing up your time or your stress or your energy by getting these things in place, you do have more time then to work on the marketing or training your team members, versus just like, I can't even talk to anyone today because I have 17 emails to reply to. So I think that is really, really like a practical, logical, smart way to start. But I also am mindful that, again, people are a part of other programs and they might be listening thinking, oh, this might be something I want to do in the future, but I can't sign up right now. But I know as a part of what you do, you also have a free download that we were talking about before, which I'm super interested in, because honestly, this is such a good idea. I have been thinking for ages, like, I want to do this for myself, let alone what a great, can you talk a little bit about your free download that you're sharing at the moment?
Yeah. So, well, we've always had something free going on, a resource for the community. But right now we've got the 2023 Dance Studio Software Comparison and Essential Tools Guide. It's like the biggest mouthful, but I got to tell you, like, it's the meatiest freaking resource that you can imagine, right? All the way down from the tools that you use to project manage with yourself, but also with your staff, the communication tools that you need, design tools, social media scheduling tools, so how you're scheduling out your content, post without you, all the way to email marketing and automation, the different tools that are out there for that, studio software, how are you enrolling students, how are you managing classes, all of it. We spent months gathering this data.
And I cannot even imagine.
It was a beast. But I got to tell you, looking at it, I'm thinking, okay, this is extremely useful. And I can't wait for everyone to get it.
Well, we will share that in our show notes, but obviously people can go straight to your website and your socials as well. But we will share it in our show notes and I will share it on our page. I've downloaded a copy the other day and I've only sort of skimmed, but I'm ready to like get really into it. But I think even just from my position, I'm constantly seeing in Facebook groups like, what software does everyone recommend? And obviously everyone has their own preferences and what, you know, what works for them and what doesn't. But I think, again, you're coming from a position where you can kind of just kind of assess the pros and cons and what's out there. And if someone's either getting started or potentially they're using a software that's just not working for them, and I know what that feels like, you get so used to working within its limitations or its problems that you're too scared to rock the boat because it seems like it's not worth changing because all the time you spent trying to figure this one out. But at the end of the day, it should be working for you and not against you. So I feel like this is a really good resource for people to, even if they're not on the market for a new software, like just to kind of see what you're doing and go, okay, yes, that's working for me. Or again, to come back to it if they need to in the future.
Yeah, and with the download, you'll also get a recording of our software smackdown that we just did back in June.
That's a great name.
it's a drama-free, data-driven discussion about all the software. I know, I was like, are people going to think that we're talking smack here? Because that's really
funny. No, I didn't get that impression, but when you said that, I was like, that's funny, yeah.
We went with the whole wrestling, like boxing theme throughout. So you'll get a good taste of our humor. It's pretty funny. But within that, oh my gosh, what was he gonna say now?
We were talking about the SmackDown, but there's no drama and you're just sort of giving an overview of the recording.
Okay, yeah. So what we found was that there were actually people using specific pieces of software and platforms that are out there that had no idea that it did other things. So it was
that
so
doesn't
cool.
Shock me.
I know, yes. Right? Like their eyes were just lining up. Oh, I had no idea it did that. I'm thinking, I'm so glad you're here because now you can squeeze that lemon. You can get more out of that piece of software and it'll be so much more worth it.
Yeah. And all of these things add up. Like, you know, even though potentially, you know, one program, you know, for $30 a month or $40 a month, that's not a huge investment. But if you're going, you know, 3, 4, 5, sometimes 10 subscriptions, it is a huge chunk of your income every month. So you either got to make sure that they're not doubling up. So one, you can remove unnecessary items, or like you said, just getting more, making it work harder for you.
Mm-hmm.
So because again, they can do so much. If you compare what they do versus what it would take someone to do, the hourly rate exchange is amazing. Yeah. But it's again, when I'm looking at my like profit and loss statement and it's like subscriptions and it's so much money, you're like, you've got to make sure it works for you. So that free download is available for everyone whenever, and we'll include that in our link. That's amazing. That I didn't even I hadn't realized that you had that recording with it. So that's fantastic. Yes. I'm gonna have to add that to my to-do list. And then we were also talking, and I've seen all the I've been getting the emails and seeing you on socials about your summit that's coming up at the end of July. So do you mind sharing a little bit about that? Because I feel like that's so exciting as well.
So if you've never been to a Dance Studio Growth Summit, it is, it is such an empowering event. And sometimes like when we're leading up to it, I'm thinking, why am I doing this again? It's so much work. But then every year afterwards, it's like a recital. You guys all know what this feels like, right? Like you're leading up to the show and it feels like everything is just like, it's heavy. But when it's all said and done, my gosh, like it's a refreshing connection between studio owners and also business professionals like myself and my team with the studio owners. We talk a lot about process. I'm not gonna lie, but it's not boring, right? We spice it up, we make it fun, okay. But you're gonna leave feeling like you know how to streamline your studio. And once you streamline your studio, it will grow. That's the whole point, right? So we're going to talk about things like setting goals that actually make sense. We're going to talk about money and revenue and probably some uncomfortable things, but it's going to make you have so much more clarity in your business to where you can now take these tools and make things happen. You're also going to learn about how to take your average admin. This is going to be my favorite one. How to take your average admin into your greatest asset.
Wow. That does sound
right?
exciting.
I know. All right. I'm like, what is something that we do really well, and it's admin processes, not just for admin themselves, but also for dance studio owners. So we're gonna help you level up in your back office at Dance Studio Growth Summit.
That's amazing. And so if people have, again, never heard about it or don't know about it, is it open for everyone? Is tickets still available?
Yes, tickets are still available. You just go to dancestudiogrowthsummit.com. We've got three different ticket options for you, a live stream ticket, live stream and recordings, and then we might still have a VIP pass left. I don't know off the top of my head, but you can bring your whole entire team for that one ticket. So you don't have to pay extra to bring your admin or your business partner. We want them there with you so that you leave on the same page.
And is it like virtual? Like, could anyone around the world join? Okay, amazing. That's so exciting. Look, I truly believe that there is positives and negatives to both in-person and virtual. And I think it's really amazing to have both, because then people can decide what's going to work for them and their team. And like for me, I would love to attend, but from Australia, it's a little bit of a trek. But if I can just jump on my computer, well, then it's definitely much more accessible. So that is fantastic. Now, I am very mindful of the time, and we're going to wrap up. And I feel like you've shared so many valuable like tips and strategies on how to get started. Obviously, this podcast recording, we're not going to be going, you know, it's not to anyone's studio in general. So this is all being general advice. But with that in mind, you did share something with me before that was a little bit exciting that I just wanted to ask, because it kind of ties into my last question. So my last question for you about like looking ahead, what is your vision for the Streamline Studio, and how do you hope to continue to help dance studio owners in the future? Are there any new projects or things that are on the horizon?
Oh yeah, there's a lot on the horizon, but okay. So back to the software guide, because this is kind of, this is just a really good way for me to share why we're doing this. So for the last 10 years of my life, I've spent duct taping pieces of software together. And I can't tell you how extremely frustrating it is when it makes sense to me. And then I just experience the limitations. And then it's like, it's so hard to explain to someone who really doesn't want to learn this kind of thing, how it all works. They don't care. They just want it to work, right? Like, I get it. Just like you were talking about at the accountant, like, I don't want to know how to balance my books. No thanks. But put an automation in front of me and I want to figure it out. So what we've realized over the last 10 years and 5 years in business, that there's really not one tool out there that's doing what an admin needs it to do. Therefore, the business owner, the studio owner, does not have the clarity that they need or the control that they need in their business. So that's why, and we're going to be launching this at Dance Studio Growth Summit. We are going to be releasing Studio HQ. And this is an all-in-one tool that's helping you take control of your future.
Just said. So can you tell me the name of the software again?
Studio HQ. So a headquarters for your studio.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So can you kind of, I guess, like, again, for you, obviously you're in it, it makes total sense. But again, this is the first time I'm hearing about it. So I'm super interested. I'm super excited. Can you give me a bit of an overview? Because like, you know, everyone might be aware of like the regular dance studio sort of software that we have. Like you said, these all have limitations. It's not to poo-poo on them. So what is like, what makes Studio HQ a bit different to say one of the more well-known dance studio softwares that we might have already heard of?
Right. So in layman terms, let me think about this. It's pretend like your favorite studio software, like that manages your enrollments and your classes, that sort of thing. Pretend that and your favorite CRM or email software, like Keep or MailChimp or Content, whatever you're using, pretend that they had a baby.
Okay.
And then we're also layering on top of that team chat. So think of like Slack inside of that. I know.
Oh my stars. Because I know. I am a Slack. I was going to say I'm a Slack lover, and it nearly came incorrectly. Oh, I love Slack. So that is very, but again, we have.
I will never forget that.
Neither will I. We have all of these softwares, and again, individually, they're all great, but you feel like you're kind of trying to, that goes there, and then everyone's constantly reminding me, but that thing is saved on that thing. And it would be literally life-changing for it to all be on one platform.
Together, exactly, exactly. So our whole motive is your class management finally meets your marketing, and together you can finally manage your studio in a way that actually makes sense. Like, I can't tell you how many times I wish that Slack was integrated into like every single tool that we own. And if you're listening to this and you don't know what Slack is, think about like a very organized way to communicate with individuals or groups. So you've got channels for certain things, and that can be group messages. So think about like having a subbing channel. What if, let's say a teacher is calling out the night before and saying, oh no, my son is sick, like I can't come in, whatever it is like that. Now, instead of it being delayed until the next day, or God forbid you up at 10:30 at night trying to find this sub, they can post it in the chat and another teacher can just take it on. And you see this all happening. It's so visible, which is incredibly just.
Yeah, and so great. But at the, like, we use Slack, but at the moment we then also use like Facebook Messenger, and like, it's just, you know what I mean? There's just the two ways, and it gets like, because sometimes on the weekend, I don't want to see what's in the Messenger chat, but you just don't have any other option. So I think it's amazing. It sounds super exciting. I can't wait to hear more about it. And I'm sure you will share more about it as it comes, which is just amazing. So thank you for sharing that with me. I am so, so, so excited to see where that goes. I'll definitely be jumping in to listen more about the summit at the end of July. And again, downloading that free guide. That sounds exceptional. So for those who, again, you know, they've heard all about you and your studio, where is the best place to find you and follow you and stay up to date with what you're doing?
Well, if you're on Instagram, we're pretty active there. Just go to the Streamline Studio and you'll find us. You can also go to the streamlinestudio.com website. We also have a Facebook group, and a link to that Facebook group is on our Instagram. So you'll find it anywhere you go. But if you want to get really intertwined with our team and really learn and absorb everything that we're doing, go into that Facebook group, because we're constantly posting about our events that are happening, and then little tips and tricks, and of course all of these freebies are going in there.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Michaela. It has been an absolute joy to speak with you, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Thanks, Claire. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Assemblé Dance Studio Coaching Podcast with your host, me, Claire O'Shea. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it on your stories on Instagram and tag the show, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Assemblé Dance Studio Coaching. Tune in next week for another episode all about helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully, so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. See you then.